everyone, to our live two quarterback mock draft. Adam Azer, Dave Richard, and Jamie Eisenberg. And we're going to take you through a 10-team point per reception two quarterback league as three picks are off the board, and they are three quarterbacks: Manning, Rodgers, Breeze. Dave has the third pick, I have the fifth pick, and Jamie has the ninth pick in this 10-team league, and again, it is PPR. Now, we did a podcast yesterday. We aired it. Right now it's Thursday. You're hearing this on Friday. We're doing this because we're not really here on Friday, going up to Boston, to Foxborough for the event on Saturday, cbssports.com/fantasyparty. Come meet us out there. But we did a show yesterday, and because we recorded it early, we missed the LeGarrette Blount news. So your thoughts
you say
on
miss, you said the podcast missed
the
it.
The podcast missed right. it, yeah.
So the podcast audience
well,
that only listens to our audio, well, you could mean our site.
No, of course not. The site just, got it. Anyway, just I know I want to get into the draft here, so we're already four picks in. What should fantasy owners know about Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount as we get set to draft? Like, are they going to be suspended? Is it a
as
big
of
deal?
Now? No, and there's precedent for this because Dwayne Bowe got right around the same time last year got charged with DUI and was suspended this year.
Okay.
So I don't think that you're going to see a scenario of them getting suspended this year unless it's team imposed.
So are you guys lowering Bell or Blount? Does anything change? And unfortunately, they're playing tonight before this podcast is going to air, so we're not going to see what happens in that third preseason game. But going into it,
we're not going to discuss what happened. We're going to see it.
Oh, my gosh, this guy. So are you lowering them in your rankings at all? Does
nope.
this have any effect?
None.
I was planning. I just haven't touched my rankings yet, so if you're seeing him before I do so, right now I believe he is, I can tell you, since I actually have a computer here. He is somewhere in the top 20.
Trying to kill the dead air while Jamie looks for him in his rankings. Jamie and I shared a pizza today.
Did you?
We did.
You ate the whole pie?
We ate the whole pie. It's combined.
Come on.
I have it at number 11.
4-4?
This amazes you?
Yeah, that's a lot. For lunch?
For maybe your little tummy.
No, you know I could take down a whole pie. All right, Ryan Grigson, the Colts GM, says Trent Richardson needs to answer the bell, but he also said that not a lot of guys would have rushed for more yards per carry than he rushed last year.
Speaking of bell, your pick expires in 15 seconds.
I'm on the clock. All right, so who was the fourth pick? Jamal Charles?
Jamal Charles went fourth.
I'm going Stafford with the fifth pick.
Nice job.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Trent Richardson, look, we've talked about him so much over the podcast, so this is going to be just for those who are downloading us for the first time, interested in getting our take on some hot fantasy football topics. Trent Richardson, to me, is a guy I'm scared to draft. He hasn't shown anything through training camp in the preseason that he's a capable running back.
And Jamie likes him more than that.
Here's the thing that I do like, which they also came out of this new stuff yesterday. His two best runs in the preseason have come out of the shotgun.
Yeah.
And they also said that they're realizing that maybe their run blocking is not very good. And so let's just open things up, which is what I've been hoping for, because I think Andrew Luck's going to have a monster season.
If they open things up.
Well, I think
yes.
they realize they have to. There's no way around it at this point for them. So I think you're going to get a big year from not only Trent Richardson as a result of this, but where he's going is going to only continue to fall. So if you want to take him, which I took him in our draft the other day as my fourth running back, I could care less if he has a bad season. I'll gamble on the starting running back for the Indianapolis Colts as my fourth guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's good value. So we're now up to the ninth pick. Jamie takes Matt Ryan, his number five ranked quarterback.
Yes.
And that's it. Five quarterbacks in the first nine picks. I actually thought it'd be a little bit more. So it went quarterback, 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 Charles, followed by Stafford to me, then McCoy, then Forte, then Jimmy Graham, then Matt Ryan, then Adrian Peterson. So five quarterbacks in the first 10 picks of this PPR two quarterback league. You the two of you and
is there
myself.
6 points for passing touchdowns or four?
I believe it's six.
Okay. Just want to make sure when I take Andrew Luck in round two.
Ah.
Oh, okay. So you went quarterback, quarterback. we both like quarterback early, right? I mean, that's
in two
quarterbacks early.
Yeah, the only time I might not take a quarterback in round one would be if Jamal Charles is there and it's late in round one. And I know I'm picking again in round two. And the quarterbacks, say I'm up again in five picks and I see six quarterbacks I like all about the same, I'm guaranteed to get one of them coming back in round two.
But are you scared
of
who you're going to get at the end of round three as your second quarterback?
That's the thing.
It's such a deep position, though.
Exactly. You can still probably expect, maybe Russell Wilson, Sam Bradford, maybe even better than that
in
to be there.
I was actually planning, and I thought maybe it was going to fall this way. And I probably should have taken Calvin Johnson because it's a PPR league instead of Andrew Luck. But I really thought that these quarterbacks would get pushed up a little bit more. So I thought I was going to end up with one of the top four running backs, but all four went in front of me, which is why I went Ryan and Luck.
Okay, so I've got my second pick
Adam,
here.
Do you know this is a PPR league on top of it?
Yeah, so I might not take a quarterback here, believe it or not.
Oh, look at you.
Kaepernick, Brady. Well, Jay Cutler just went. Kaepernick, Brady, Foles, RG3 are available. This is the sixth pick of the second round. And
by the way, Romo, first pick of the second round.
Yeah, Romo, Luck, DeMarco, Calvin Johnson. So we got Lacy, we have Monte Ball, we have Giovanni Bernard. At wide receiver, Michael Stud receiver here, Demaryius Thomas. I got to take Demaryius Thomas.
He was the top name on my board.
All right, so I thought for sure I was going two quarterbacks, but Demaryius Thomas falls to me in the second round. I took him.
Now I've got an interesting situation coming up. I took Drew Brees with my first round pick. I see three quarterbacks I'd love to have fall into my lap, and I'll value them all the same: Colin Kaepernick, Nick Foles, Tom Brady. And
Kaepernick,
there goes my plan
Kaepernick
because
went.
Kaepernick just went. Okay, so a quick check on the quarterbacks that are left. Foles, Brady, and RG3. I don't know if I'm real comfortable gambling on one of those guys coming back to me in round three. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure there's no way that the best running back left is Eddie Lacy. There's a lot of good running backs left. They can make it back to me in round three. Wide receivers left, there's Dez, Julio, AJ Green. That position's starting to dry up. This is a tough spot. And I'm kind of just talking my way through this here. The fact that there's a quarterback that I really like, Nick Foles, still available. I don't know if he's going to make it back to me because I don't know how Anwar drafts, and I don't know what Jeff's going to do after taking a quarterback. But at heart, Adam Azer, I'm a gambler.
A riverboat gambler.
And I want Dez Bryant. I'm fine. You know what's fine? I'm taking Dez Bryant. Worst case scenario, Kaepernick and Foles go before I go in round three. And a stud running back falls to
you
me.
You passed on Lacy
in round three.
Well, Lacy just went.
It's a PPR league.
Monte Ball is also available.
I like Dez better in PPR.
And Jason Lockenfora reported that perhaps Ball could get some action in the preseason finale, so that would be a very good sign. He also said that Andre Johnson showed no signs of rust, and he was awesome in the Texans-Broncos joint scrimmage there.
Yeah, that's a big sigh of relief because, remember, he had hamstring issues a couple years ago.
You know what, Dave? A lot of picks have gone off the board. I just want to recap what's gone on so far. Take a step back here and look at the first
two rounds. Oh, my gamble's
going
to pay off.
All right. Can you just wait so we can catch up here on the podcast? Round one, remember, 10 teams, two quarterbacks, PPR. Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees to Dave. Jamal Charles, Stafford to me. LeSean McCoy, Matt Forte, Jimmy Graham. Matt Ryan to Jamie. And Adrian Peterson. So five quarterbacks in round one, some running backs there. Round two, quarterback was the first one off the board, Tony Romo. Then Andrew Luck to Jamie, so he gets two quarterbacks. DeMarco Murray, Calvin Johnson, Jay Cutler, Demaryius Thomas to me, Colin Kaepernick, Dez Bryant to Dave. So we both start out quarterback wide receiver in this PPR league. Eddie Lacy, Tom Brady. First pick of round three was Monte Ball. So now Tobin has Ball, Brady, and Peyton Manning, and A.J. Green. Wow, so that's interesting. So Anwar does not have a second quarterback yet. Second overall pick, he had Rodgers, and now Lacy and Green. All right, Dave, you're up.
Well,
my gamble
was that someone from Brady and Foles would make it back to me in round three. That's why I took Dez in round two. Foles is the guy there. That's the pick. I've got my two quarterbacks.
Okay, now I'm looking at two guys here. Now, I just feel like, Dave, you probably feel the same way. If we wait another round, picking fairly early in the third round, you're early in the third round, I'm in the middle of the third round. If we wait another round to get our second quarterback and wait till the fourth, it's going to be pretty lousy, right?
Well,
it
depends on your definition of lousy.
It's going to maybe like Tannehill, maybe.
Potentially. And the one thing that we're seeing in this draft is that owners aren't afraid to tackle other positions before finding their second quarterback.
Yeah.
How many owners actually have two quarterbacks right now? There's three, and that includes me taking Foles in the third round. Jamie has two with his first two picks, and Jeff Tobin, who had the top pick and took Peyton Manning, paired him with Brady with the with his swing picks in 2-3, he got Brady and Monte Ball.
So there are still good ones left. There's RG3, Roethlisberger, Newton, Rivers. Oh, I'm on the clock because Giovanni Bernard just went. So I could look at Roethlisberger or RG3 here. Or I could take another stud run, wide receiver, Julio Jones, Brandon Marshall. Wow, that's tempting in PPR.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was a standard scoring league.
Yeah, I purposely made it harder.
Yeah, this is harder.
It,
this
it makes it
things.
More challenging, which is what two quarterback leagues are all about.
Oh, man. Are there 10 quarterbacks left that I still feel good with?
Just to run down the quarterbacks that are left, you've got RG3, Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, Philip Rivers, Carson Palmer, Russell Wilson, Andy Dalton, Sam Bradford, Ryan Tannehill, and I think Alex Smith makes 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm going with Julio Jones. I can't believe I'm doing this. This is insane. This PBR thing changed everything.
Doesn't it, though?
It really does. What do you guys think about one quarterback through three picks?
You know, I think it's fine because if you look at the quarterbacks that are left outside of RG3 and the fact that there's potential with about four or five other quarterbacks, I could see one of them coming back to you. I don't think it'll be RG3. He'll be gone real soon.
I wanted to try to get some emails in here in the interim. Eric's in a two-quarterback league PPR where passing touchdowns are 4 points and all other touchdowns are 6 points. When do you recommend starting to take quarterbacks after the big three? So same format, but now we're talking 4 points, Jamie, instead of six for passing touchdowns.
When you start to take quarterbacks?
Yeah, when would you take Stafford? Like, the big three are off the board. When do you?
In a one-quarterback league?
No, two-quarterback league.
Oh, first round.
Yeah.
All right, but, like, would you take Charles over Stafford in that format? Would you take Peters? Would you take Forte?
I would probably take Stafford just because Fourth? I think the quarterbacks are so important in this type of format. Like, okay. Will Brinson right now has none.
Wow, he's got three picks so far, Will Brinson.
He's going the Nando route from a year ago.
Yeah, and Nando, I think, made it to the finals or close to it.
I don't remember.
I won that league with two quarterbacks with my first two picks. One of them was Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
so
keep in mind that Will is conditioned to how we think, and he knows that the quarterback that he really likes is Cam Newton. He's aiming for Cam Newton and Russell Wilson. If he ended this draft with those two guys, he would be perfectly fine with that.
Oh, yeah, and I can't blame him. So Will's team right now with through three rounds. Sorry, let me get to Will's team here. So I always feel like it's going to be easier for me to pull up this information than it is. Will's team is Forte, Calvin Johnson, and Brandon Marshall.
Which, I mean,
Jordy Nelson,
on the surface, that's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant, especially if you really feel good about the quarterbacks that aren't in our top 12 or our top 15. Not that Cam isn't. Cam is in our top 15. I don't think Russell Wilson's in our top 15. He might be in Jamie's top 15.
Jamie's got Matt Ryan, Andrew
He's
Luck, and Jordy Nelson.
15th, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Marshawn Lynch off the board. All right, let's see who Lynch went ahead of at the running back position. Alf, Zach Stacy, Doug Martin, Arian Foster, Gerhardt Ellington. Would you have taken any of those guys over Lynch in PPR?
Well, I'll tell you that I was debating running back, which I'm going to take with my next pick, and the two guys that I was looking at were Zach Stacy and Andre Ellington.
Okay.
So I'm going to see what Rob does. Rob took Antonio Brown. So I'm going to deviate a little bit.
Hold on a second, Jamie. I want to read round three. Round three was Monte Ball, A.J. Green, Nick Foles, Dave's second quarterback, Giovanni Bernard, Julio Jones, my second wide receiver, Rob Gronkowski, Brandon Marshall, Le'Veon Bell, Jordy Nelson, Jamie's first non-quarterback, and Marshawn Lynch. Round four begins with Antonio Brown, and now Jamie is picking with two quarterbacks and a wide receiver so far.
And who do you think I'm taking?
Andre Ellington.
Andre Ellington.
There you go.
Your boy.
I feel pretty good, Dave, about the quarterback I'm going to get in round four, and I'm quite surprised, actually.
Well, you have to assume that Chris Towers, who also doesn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but that's okay. So I'll get RG3, Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, Philip Rivers, one of those four.
Well, did the Dane take two quarterbacks?
RG3 off the board.
That's a great gamble by Chris. He waited this long and he got RG3.
Now, here's the thing. I was looking at RG3 and Roethlisberger in round three, and in a one-quarterback league, I go RG3. In a two-quarterback league, do you feel like taking the safer guy, knowing that it's not a position that you're just going to easily be able to replenish on the waiver wire?
In a six-point per passing touchdown, I can understand your thinking. In a four-point per passing touchdown, I'd probably gamble on RG3 because they're running.
Generally speaking, though, do you play it safe with quarterbacks? Like, you don't want to take guys who have bust potential?
No, because why would that differ from a regular league?
Because you can go to because if you bust with your quarterback, you go to the waiver wire, you pick up.
Unless you're saying there won't be enough.
Yeah,
there,
you don't have that in a two-quarterback league.
I probably wouldn't approach it any differently, especially a 10-team league.
Right.
Because okay. I don't think everybody's taking three quarterbacks. You're only going to get a handful that do.
How is Will Brinson taking this long to select Cam Newton? We know he's going to do it.
Because he sees all this other talent on the board, and he's probably drooling.
There's no way you can go four picks without taking a quarterback.
He Nando certainly did it last could.
Year. I don't think you can do it.
Well, remember, he's also a Russell Wilson guy.
Yeah, okay.
So you could assume that Russell Wilson comes back.
There it is.
So there it is.
Cam Newton.
Look, that's another great gamble. I mean, say what you will about Cam Newton. He's still got upside. I don't think you can get much worse than where he is right now.
So how did Chris Towers start his team with three non-quarterbacks? He went DeMarco Murray, in some order, Jimmy Graham, DeMarco Murray, and Le'Veon Bell were his
that's
first three picks. And then RG3 was his quarterback in the fourth round. Will went Calvin Johnson, Matt Forte, Calvin Johnson, Brandon Marshall, Cam Newton.
Great start.
Rob Rang went Peterson, Romo, Lynch, Antonio Brown. So everybody's got a great team right now. Dane Brugler just took Alshon Jeffrey, which means I'm on the clock and I'll take Ben Roethlisberger. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alshon going off the board makes my pick a little easier. I still need a running back. I don't have one of those yet. And Cobb just went. I'm headed towards running back. I think I'm headed towards Shane Vereen. I'm going to double check to make sure that other running backs that I've got ranked ahead of Vereen aren't available. For example, Le'Veon Bell I would take ahead of Shane Vereen. However,
he's not available.
He's not
he's
available.
Been taken.
And it's a close call because Vereen's in that same bunch as Arian Foster, Doug Martin, Zach Stacy. But that's who I like the best of that group in a PPR.
Randall Cobb off the board. So round four so far is Antonio Brown, Andre Ellington, RG3, Cam Newton, Alshon Jeffrey, Ben Roethlisberger, Randall Cobb, and Dave takes Shane Vereen to give Dave Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Dez Bryant, and Shane Vereen. I'm sure you're happy.
I'm happy, but I'm already starting to see the writing on the wall that I'm going to be thin at either wide receiver two or running back two, depending on what I do with my next pick.
But you're going to be good at Julius Thomas is still on the board, huh? Time for him to.
That's another player I could look at.
We're playing this out. I shouldn't even be helping you.
You shouldn't be.
It's a real league.
I wasn't looking there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam. I'm putting him in my queue.
Crap.
You and your big mouth.
Well, it's kind of easy, I think.
I would have taken Vereen out of Julius Thomas.
In a draft that's going this fast to forget about tight ends, I don't know. So I'm preoccupied thinking about quarterbacks. Finishing off round four with Keenan Allen and Zach Stacy. And now Tobin had the first pick and only has one quarterback, right? Oh, no. Sorry. He has Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Monte Ball, and Zach Stacy. Anwar, with the second pick of round five, only has one quarterback.
But he probably realizes that Jeff has two.
Yeah.
So he can wait.
Let's see. He's got Aaron Rodgers, Eddie Lacy, Keenan Allen, and A.J. Green.
I don't think Jeff's taking three quarterbacks here.
Is Anwar's team good with this PPR format with Eddie Lacy and Keenan Allen? Or are they downgraded a little bit, respectively?
Like you got Lacy in round two?
Maybe three.
There's a little thing we can use to check.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, Keenan Allen, I guess I'm asking.
What's
his catch total like?
At this point, and he ends up with Julius Thomas just now because Jeff missed the boat. So
Jeff missed the boat. Yeah. That would be nice. All right, Dave, you're on the clock.
He took Eddie Lacy in round two.
Late round two.
It's a good pick.
This is tough.
So what are you thinking, Dave?
I'm thinking either running back or wide receiver, checking the running backs that are left. There's Arian Foster is my top-ranked guy left. I kind of have the heebie-jeebies taking him. Doug Martin's behind him. I don't know for sure just how many catches he'll get.
Alfred Morris is still there.
Alfred Morris is still there, partially because it's a PPR league. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking more past like the top 10 running backs that are left, and this is who might be left for me. In round six is C.J. Spiller, Joik Bell, Ryan Matthews, Ray Rice, Frank Gore, Rashad Jennings. It's kind of gross. And then you look at the wide receivers that are left, and it's, Larry Fitzgerald is the top wide receiver left, and I'm kind of leaning toward him. Vincent Jackson, Andre Johnson, Garcon, Patterson, Michael Floyd, Roddy White, Wes Welker. Both positions are going to get thin quick. I'm going to go with Larry Fitzgerald as a tried and true PPR magnate.
And you've got now Breeze, Foles, Vereen, Dez Bryant, and Fitzgerald.
So I'll be chasing running backs a little bit, but I don't mind too bad. And I just have to hope someone sneaks back to me in round six.
I'm actually the last guy to pick a running back. I'm really hoping Joe Polito doesn't take Doug Martin. And based on his team, I think that's unlikely. He needs a number two quarterback here. He's got Jamal Charles and Giovanni Bernard. So if you do wait till round five to take your second quarterback, we're looking at, wow, Rivers is still there. Palmer, Russell Wilson. I honestly underestimated the quarterbacks that would be available in rounds four and five.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought quarterbacks would go earlier.
There seems to be a teardrop in terms of the quarterbacks that are left are all guys that are widely considered backups in fantasy.
Right, we're outside the top
12. A lot
12.
Of these guys, yeah, more than that. We're seeing a lot of quarterbacks left that don't even necessarily get drafted in a standard one-quarterback league.
And 15 maybe, quarterbacks
and maybe people
are
a little, and maybe people are just so unaccustomed to taking those quarterbacks that they just don't want to go and take a Phillip Rivers or a Carson Palmer. And at some point, you're going to see those names there.
Yeah.
Even if you have two quarterbacks and think, well, good value. This is a two-quarterback league. Someone could get desperate, and I could take a Phillip Rivers or a Carson Palmer, someone who I expect to have a big year.
He skipped a quarterback again. That's interesting. By the way, 14 quarterbacks are off the board, sorry, and we are up to pick 46 now. I took Doug Martin. Joe took Andre Johnson. So.
And the thing about Joe passing on quarterback is, one, two, three owners after him also have only one quarterback.
So you're saying three guys are getting picked.
Potentially.
There's a good chance.
Potentially. You would think that within the next two rounds, or the next time it comes back to him.
Do you ever take your third quarterback if you're looking at like, oh, I can't pass up Carson Palmer again? You know, he's too good. I'm going to take him.
If you're really
as my
happy
backup
with your running backs and wide receivers and what's left is kind of gross, then yeah.
Also, I don't usually pay too much attention to bye weeks in single quarterback leagues, but you must in two quarterback leagues, right?
It'll help. Yeah,
I went to look to make sure Matt Ryan and Andrew Luck did not have the same bye weeks. I'm very excited with that start. But
I didn't look. And
neither did
just looked now and was like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Drew Brees, Nick Foles, different bye weeks. Yay.
Now let's see. Now we're up to the point where the next owner without a quarterback is up with Will Brinson.
Well, Will has a
quarterback. I'm
sorry,
has a second quarterback.
Right. Everybody's got at least one.
Will has Cam Newton.
And then three superstars.
Matt Forte, Calvin Johnson, and Brandon Marshall in a PPR league. That's pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And Phillip Rivers. I think that's a pretty good team through five rounds.
I'm surprised he didn't go with Russell Wilson. That's his boy.
Yeah, well.
Instead, he took my boy.
He took Phillip Rivers. Mm-hmm. Right, Pierre Garçon goes, all right, Jamie, you're on the clock. Jamie's team right now. Matt Ryan, Andrew Luck, Andre Ellington, and Jordy Nelson.
Yep.
What are you thinking?
What you thinking there?
Either Morris or Foster, and
Foster's pretty good value here.
Yeah, it's great
value.
You're
almost at 50th overall.
Yep. I think it's just like the other draft, the standard draft where he fell to the third round.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Sounds like you've made up your mind.
Good running backs here. Good running backs still on the board. You took Arian Foster, Alf, Gerhardt, Sankey, who just went.
Alfred Morris.
Gerhardt, Sankey, Matthews, Joik Bell, Reggie Bush. I would love to take Reggie Bush.
Yeah, so far so good for me because, remember, I passed on a running back to take Larry Fitzgerald in round five, and only three running backs have gone since.
All right, so where you are in now to round six is Carson Palmer goes to Rob Rang. Rob Rang just
now those quarterbacks are starting to go again, Adam.
Rob Rang had the last pick, 10th pick in this draft, and now he has six picks off the board. Tony Romo, Carson Palmer, Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch, Andre Brown, and Alfred Morris. It's hard to find a team I don't like right now. Toby Gerhardt to Jamie as your flex. To give you Ryan Luck, Ellington Foster, Gerhardt, Jordy Nelson. Wide receiver, your approach to wide receiver in this type of format?
Well, I mean, just the running backs are going to start to go. And I know that the receivers that will come back to me in a 10-team league, not the most ideal number two guy, but I think I can go. My approach when it comes back to me with my next two picks, I'm going to go receiver. most likely, depending on the tight ends that are still there. And obviously, if a running back falls that I still like, I'll take a fourth one. I have no problem with that. So I'm confident that I'll still be able to get a good number two receiver and even a potential flex option. I just think that getting Gerhardt to me is a workhorse. I think he's going to catch the ball more than people expect. You know, it's interesting. How many catches would you think Gerhardt averaged as the backup in Minnesota?
One per game?
Yeah, I would say.
I mean, now,
for the season,
there was
what would you say for the season?
You mean just last season?
25.
You say he would average 25 a year?
That sounds high to me.
See, the year 20. Where he ended up starting a few games for
oh, right.
for Adrian Peterson, that average goes up.
Yeah, 25. 25?
What do you say?
I'll say slightly under 25.
Yeah, 20. Mm-hmm. Basically 20. Last year was his worst year. He had 19.
Yeah, he's absolutely going to get more than that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, without a doubt, more than that. But
you and I are coming up.
Uh-huh.
I'm on deck.
Well, I'm not going to be a
dope
like you and tell you what I'm going to do.
There are a lot of running backs. Sankey, Matthews, Bell, Rice, Gore, Rashad Jennings,
six have gone
Richardson,
since my pick.
Ridley, that I'd feel very comfortable with as my number two. So I'm in the PPR league, I'm going receiver here. And Vincent Jackson is still on the board. Wes Welker is still on the board. Who do you guys like better in PPR, Welker or Jackson? In other words, who am I going to draft here?
I have Welker 18th and Vincent Jackson 15th, Adam. So if you were to listen to my rankings, you would go with the Buccaneer.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Vincent Jackson guy, but in this spot as my flex, I think that's who I have to take here. It just doesn't make sense. We're seeing Russell Wilson goes now to Dane Brugler. I will take Vincent Jackson. I still have one running back. Not going to be strong at running back, but I think in this format, two quarterbacks PPR, that's a position that you can afford to be weak at. This is a scenario where you can afford to be weak at running back. Usually don't advise it. So far in round five, it's Palmer, Gerhardt to Jamie, Spiller, Reggie Bush, Russell Wilson to Dane, Vincent Jackson to me. Was Dane the last guy to get his second quarterback?
No, Joe Polito.
Joe and Anwar.
Both on the clock in the next few picks.
So Dane's team, Jay Cutler, Russell Wilson, LeSean McCoy, Alshon Jeffrey, Victor Cruz, and Rob Gronkowski. Bunch of all-star teams in here.
There are.
He doesn't have an elite quarterback, though, unless Jay Cutler hits. So Joe is on the clock right now, and Joe, Kaepernick, Charles, and Bernard. I really like Joe's team a lot. Kaepernick, Charles, and Bernard, Andre Johnson, and Randall Cobb. And he's going to get a quarterback here most likely. Or not, if there are two that he
I don't know if
Andy
he
Dalton.
Has to.
I would take Andy Dalton if I were him, because then after that it's Bradford, Tannehill, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco,
right.
Eli Manning.
If he likes more than one quarterback that's left, he can gamble a little bit, because Jeff's got two quarterbacks. I've got two quarterbacks. Anwar only has one.
Yeah.
So between Joe's
made
pick,
a pick
and next pick.
Oh, I don't like it, Joe. I don't like it. He took Jason Witten. A lot of tight ends left on the board. What would you guys have done there? I would have definitely taken Dalton.
No, I would have waited. I would have waited another round, Adam.
Well, who do you like better than Dalton that's still there? Because he's going to get the set. He's going to get one of two quarterbacks.
I would have taken Dalton. There's a drop-off after Dalton.
That's how I see it, yeah.
Let me take a look.
Sam Bradford's there, Tannehill.
See, I look at Bradford, and I like him more
than
Dalton.
You're on the clock, Dave.
I know.
Dave is on the clock with the following squad. Breeze and Foles, Shane Vereen, Dez Bryant, and Larry Fitzgerald. Oh, yeah, I'm loving my team right now.
Everybody should love their team right now.
Well, I'm just saying, I do. And I don't even have Breeze this time.
The funny thing is, I was the first one to go quarterback. I mean, in the two-quarterback league, I think I have the best duo. It's hard to say that somebody doesn't. Like, you can make a case you have a better duo, Stafford and Roethlisberger.
And you have Luck and Ryan.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Luck and Ryan. Dave selects Roddy White. Anwar selects Ray Rice. So Anwar knows that he doesn't have to take a second quarterback here, because Jeff Tobin has the last pick of round six and the first pick of round seven. Tobin right. already has two quarterbacks, so Anwar doesn't. Almost certainly Jeff will not be taking a third quarterback. But okay, here we go. Andy Dalton's on the board. Dave, you've got the third pick. Let's say, well, Dalton will probably be gone. But would you, if he's there and you say, I don't need him, but this is too much value, and if one of my guys goes down, this is too good to pass up.
See, the problem is my team, as it stands right now, only has one running back. And I'm gambling that I can get a capable running back to me in round seven, because Jeff and Anwar each have two running backs on their roster. So I'm hoping they don't take – the guy I'm really looking at is Joik Bell. the fact that a running back went and it was Ray Rice, it kind of scared me a little bit that he took a running back. And Rice is somebody I might have settled for in the next round, but I didn't really want to take him. Joik, to me, is the best running back left. And there he goes. Jeff took him. My gamble didn't pay off this time. But Rashad Jennings is still there. He was in the same boat for me as Ray Rice, as somebody that would fall to me in round 7. That's what I'm looking at. There's still a lot of receivers left that I
if
like.
If you don't take Andy Dalton, thank you.
He took Andy Dalton.
You have to take. I would have taken Andy Dalton even.
You would have
as
made him
third.
Take Andy Dalton.
I take back what I said. I probably would take Peyton Manning and Tom Brady over Ryan and Luck.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Jeff's got a great team. Jeff's got the best team right now.
Well, I picked first, so yes. That helps. All right, so first two picks of round 6 are Joik Bell and Andy Dalton. Let me read an email.
And speak in a high voice.
Yeah, how about this one from Kyle? Is there any reason to believe that Mike Wallace will improve on his performance from last season? Is he worth anything more than a flex role in PPR leagues?
I think he'll improve, yes. Is he more than a flex? No.
Dave took Rashad Jennings.
Right. He was the consolation prize in case Joik Bell didn't make it back to me. Joik Bell did not make it back to me.
Is Reggie Bush off the
board? Life will go on. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh,
sorry. He's long gone.
Oops. Oy, man. Now I'm not going to like my number 2 running back, people.
But at least I got a running back that should catch a bunch of passes.
You think Bishop Sankey catches passes?
He'll do enough.
He'll. It depends on how good Dexter McCluster does.
I don't think it matters. I think he'll have like an Eddie Lacy type season catching.
Like 30 catches, is that what you're saying?
Would you take Matthews or Sankey?
I think I've Sankey ranked higher.
Matthews at this point, the 6th round?
It's good value for Ryan Matthews. That's the 7th round, by the way.
Yeah, the 7th. Even better. You both have Sankey. 2 spots ahead, Jamie, and 1 spot ahead, Dave. Okay, fine. I'll go off your rankings.
Now, here's an interesting thing for Joe. Would you take a quarterback here, knowing that everybody else now has a quarterback, or does he gamble and go another round?
He gambled and went another round. He got Cordarrelle Patterson.
Interesting.
I'm going to take Bishop Sankey as my number 2 running back. So my team, Stafford and Roethlisberger, Doug Martin and Bishop Sankey. Good chance I'll have the worst running backs, but I do have Demaryius Thomas and Julio Jones and Vincent Jackson as my flex. PPR, just saying.
Just I'm saying, happy for you.
You know.
Yeah, it's a good second place team.
I had an email about Torrey Smith from Matthew. I have a question about Torrey Smith. Jamie has him ranked 28th, Dave 24th. Even though in his career he's finished 23rd, 23rd, and 19th, why so low on him? Plus Gary Kubiak loves X receivers.
Actually, I'm going to move him up ahead of DeSean Jackson. I don't know exactly where I have Jackson. I think it's 1 spot ahead of him. But I did look at that and say I need to move him up just a little bit.
Why?
Because I actually looked at those exact same stats, because I did this whole wide receiver preview and looked at where Torrey Smith finished, and then Torrey Smith came out this week and said he's going to do more than he ever has. So I think that's encouraging, and the way that he's finished and the offense that he plays in.
The discouraging thing about Torrey Smith is that he doesn't score a lot of touchdowns.
His rookie year he did okay. He had first 2 years, 7 and 8.
Yeah, but then the yardage wasn't there.
And then the catch. Yeah, last year was the high in catches and yards.
And
the touchdowns fell to 4.
And I'm worried about the red zone production.
I would agree.
Just because Andre Johnson had good years
in
Houston.
But if you say 100 catches and 1,400 yards, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't think he can get there either because he's historically caught about half of his targets.
Steve Smith probably is an upgrade at number 2 receiver, right? I mean, it'll take something away.
Well, it's also he did all this last year without Pitta.
Without Pitta.
Right.
Lamar Miller, Wes Welker and Lamar Miller off the board, so far in round 7.
Chris doesn't ruin me here.
Who are you looking at?
Well, because the draft room was set up a little wacky, there's a guy that slipped a little bit that I think I'll be able to get in a PPR league.
Pierre Thomas?
No. He's a receiver who catches with the greatest of ease, and last year he had...
Jarrell Jernigan?
88 catches.
Golden Tate?
Why don't you just guess every possible receiver?
Kendall Wright.
I just drafted.
Bust.
See, the reason I did that is because there's guys that I like. I like Golden Tate. I like Percy Harvin. I like Emmanuel Sanders. But Kendall Wright in a PPR league is a little bit better than those guys. Mm-hmm. So Rob takes Golden Tate. I'm probably going to end up going with Percy Harvin here on the way back because I think Percy's going to have a big season.
Man, these wide receivers available right now are just tremendous. Going now, we're in round 8. I'll recap round 7 of this 10-team, 2-quarterback PPR league. Joik Bell, Andy Dalton.
Oh, Rob takes my guy.
Rashad Jennings, Cordero Patterson, Bishop Sankey, Wes Welker, Lamar Miller, Julian Edelman, Kendall Wright, Golden Tate. If Julian Edelman and Kendall Wright were both on the board, who would you have taken?
Kendall Wright. I'm actually going to go curveball here.
Dennis Pitta to Rob Rang to start round 8.
I don't love this, but the value is too good.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan you didn't Matthews. Go take who I thought you were going to take.
Why don't you love it?
I don't not love it. I just like it. The value is too good.
Ryan Matthews, second pick of round 8, and that is your third running back.
Fourth.
A fourth running back. Oh, right. Gerhardt's your flex. You have Kendall Wright and Jordy Nelson. You have Matt Ryan and Andrew Luck. Ellington, Foster, Ryan Matthews, and Toby Gerhardt. Good job. So now we're 3 picks into round 8. And since we have time, here is Curtis Byers' email.
What's Curtis has to say?
Curtis Byers Esquire says, no question, just want your opinion on my potential team name. I have Drew Brees.
You have to feel good about yourself, Adam, that you're helping people come up with team names.
Yeah. Olin in a West Coast college town.
Malibu, where Pepperdine is.
I was challenged to come up with a literary theme name and landed on The False in Our Starts.
Very clever.
Yeah, it's good.
Interesting.
I'm not laughing.
It's good.
But I'm acknowledging the cleverness.
From Christopher, crying over spiller milk.
That's good.
That's good. Again, clever.
And Anthony, apparently I read this a couple years ago, but it's funny enough and I forgot about it. So Flacco Bell.
Very good. Hey, I like that one. Who are you going to take in round 8?
Oh, crap. I'm on the clock. All right, Ryan Matthews, Percy Harvin, Jordan Cameron, Ben Tate are off the board. I guess I could start looking at tight ends here. Vernon Davis.
Yeah, I wish you hadn't have looked at tight
ends. Hey now. Vernon Davis. You were going to take him?
Yeah.
Why would people go with Jordan Cameron over Vernon Davis?
Maybe he'll get more
catches. He might be
catches.
A better PPR Dennis guy Pitta than Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis is still good, man. Really good. Yeah. Dude.
Bart Simpson.
All right, Joe Polito's on the clock. Still needs a second quarterback, right?
He can just wait it out now.
Yeah, if you're going to wait for – if you're going to be the last guy to take –
I just put a quarterback in my queue.
Chris Towers and Joe Polito have one quarterback. Interesting.
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't realize Chris didn't take a second one.
Chris has RG3, Le'Veon Bell and DeMarco Murray, Edelman and Garcon, Jimmy Graham, Spiller and Harvin.
It is interesting that both of them – obviously Chris with the more riskier of the two because he has RG3, but the two of them have running quarterbacks that have some question marks.
Mm-hmm.
Because Joe has Kaepernick.
Joe's on the clock now. So some of the quarterbacks still available include Sam Bradford, Ryan Tannehill, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, Flacco Bell, Eli Manning, Josh McCown, Jake Locker. I actually think it's not a bad time to start thinking about your third quarterback. Because once you get to like Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, you got rookie quarterbacks in there. You got.
I think you got to factor
you
in
have
your bye
junk.
Weeks. You got to factor in your bye weeks.
Yeah, you do.
Because, like, for me, I have Ryan in week 9 and Luck in week 10. I'm never taking those guys out of my lineup, barring injury.
Barring injury, but if you do get an injury, your season might be done.
Sure, but, I mean, you can make the same case that who's to say that Flacco doesn't have a better year than Bradford?
It could easily happen.
Right.
But you're betting against it.
Well, I would rather get more depth at positions that seem to have more injuries.
Right, but it's a 10-team, 2-quarterback league. How many rounds?
Looks like 16.
Oh, 16? Well, that will make the waiver wire a little thinner. But
and there's going to be at
I
least,
remember
there's going to be at least 3 teams that play 2 quarterbacks this year. Keep that in mind right off the bat.
And
all
the,
three
and so right, so eliminate 3 quarterbacks.
No, but I'm saying though, so at some point in the season, one of those guys could fill in for a week if you need him. Just as a fill-in.
And of course, like Nick Foles was a shock last year.
Right, if Geno Smith goes down, Michael Vick's going to be one of the most added players in this format.
And he'll play 4 games.
Vick?
Yeah.
It's a fair statement.
They don't get hurt.
Yep.
I'm going to do it then. I'm taking, if Sam Bradford or Ryan Tannehill are available for me, as we are now done with 8 rounds, I am taking my 3rd quarterback. If anything, it's trade bait.
Right. So you're going to now screw over Towers and Polito.
Well, Joe picks ahead of me.
Okay.
So I'll screw over Towers. But I don't think it's a bad strategy. What do you think, Dave?
You're about to see what I think
you're
of that
do it?
Strategy.
I'm sick of influencing Dave.
You're not. He was already in my queue.
I got you. Which one? Bradford?
Sam Bradford. I love him too much.
Now, if Tannehill goes off the board, then I'm not sure because I don't. Then the next guy is Alex Smith, and I think there's a difference between those two. Smith was a surprisingly solid.
Smith, if he played week 17, would have been a top 12 quarterback.
Yeah, I just don't know if I trust it. Locker's on the board too. think I can probably get someone else in round 10. All right, let me recap round 8 here.
Yes.
Round 8 was Pitta, Matthews to Jamie, Harvin, Cameron, Ben Tate, Vernon Davis, Emmanuel Sanders, Frank Gore, Jeremy Macklin, Torrey Smith to finish off round 8. And now Fred Jackson and Chris Johnson go.
The key for me, before I take a third quarterback is just to do one last check to make sure I'm not missing anything.
You are, yeah, you're missing something.
At running back, wide receiver, tight end. And I still need a starting tight end. I don't have one yet.
Yeah, I think you should take one now then.
Yeah, I understand. But the best running backs that are left, yeah, I mean, Trent Richardson's still there.
There's some Richardson, Pierre Thomas.
Pierre Thomas is an interesting one, but I'm not feeling it. I already have three running backs. I took Frank Gore in the last round. Moving on to wide receivers, Colston, T.Y. Hilton is still there. Guy's a little bit better than that and higher up on the rank list. DeSean Jackson. No one that really blows my socks off. And at tight end.
Yeah, I think you should take a tight end.
Some of my guys are left at tight end. You've got Ertz, you've got
Rudolph.
I'm going
to take Ertz in 2 picks if you don't take him
now. It's okay. I love Sam Bradford, and this was part of my strategy all along, was to take a third quarterback. So bring it on, Sam.
All right, Joe, if you don't take Ryan Tannehill, I am.
And the best part about it, all three of my quarterbacks have different bye weeks, and this time I did check before I drafted Sam Bradford.
I'm starting to second-guess myself on the spot here.
What do you think?
Pierre Thomas looks so sexy to me. Well, I have Doug Martin and Bishop Sankey.
Listen, the whole third quarterback thing, there's going to be one person in every draft that does it, and it's going to set off the alarm for other people to possibly do it.
Well, you have two guys that still have only one.
Right, so those guys are going to start looking for
quarterbacks.
You're
not going to get Tannehill on the way back.
Do you really prioritize it? Like, I value Sam Bradford a lot. I think he's going to have a big year.
Well, yeah, this is the only format that he's going to get drafted in.
All right, Tannehill went. That makes my decision easier.
I disagree. I've seen him go as a backup quarterback in other fantasy leagues. Maybe
see,
not ours.
Let's see
but
what his average draft position.
It's low.
It's a 14.
I'm not saying
draft.
It's in every single league.
I got to go Pierre Thomas over Stephen Ridley, right?
In this format, yeah.
Would you go Pierre Thomas over Trent Richardson?
Would I go Pierre Thomas over Trent Richardson?
I don't think I would.
No,
I just don't think Thomas is going to score any touchdowns. Dave, Thomas
what?
Or Richardson?
You know how I feel about Trent Richardson.
But you like Thomas better?
Yep.
I'll listen to you, Dave.
Good. I'm hoping Richardson falls to me in round 10. Nah, I'm just kidding.
All right, Pierre Thomas to me. Marcus Colston to Dane. Let's look at Joe Polito's team. He just took his second quarterback. Colin Kaepernick and Ryan Tannehill. Jamal Charles and Giovanni Bernard. Yes, sir. Andre Johnson and Randall Cobb. Oh, yeah. Jason Witten. Uh-huh. And then a flex, Cordarrelle Patterson with Emmanuel Sanders backing him up.
In case you want to know what Adam's wedding night sounded like, you've got it.
It's good to know I can look into the future here.
Listen, he's got some great players on his team. He needs Kaepernick and Tannehill to come through. If those guys don't come through, he's going to be in uphill battles every single week with that roster. Even with Charles, even with Gio, even with Andre Johnson, who's a PPR machine, even with Cobb. Cobb's got to stay healthy. It's a factor, too. And Witten will contribute, there's no doubt. But not having good quarterbacks in a two-quarterback league is going to set you back.
Brinson's team, and he just took... Oh, Chris waited. Oh, I guess Chris doesn't have to take a quarterback, but he still doesn't have a second one. Brinson's team might be my favorite. Cam Newton and Philip Rivers, Matt Forte and Reggie Bush, Brandon Marshall and Calvin Johnson, Jordan Cameron at tight end, Lamar Miller or DeSean Jackson at flex.
Right,
through,
so the bench,
9 rounds.
Bench isn't quite as good as what we saw with Joe Polito's bench, but, I mean, how are you going to fight Brandon Marshall and Calvin Johnson? Those guys are going to give you big points each week.
And these two guys waited
Forte
on quarterback.
Forte is going to, too. Bush should, although we can't say with the same type of certainty as last season he will. If Will gets the year he's expecting from Cam and the year I'm expecting from Rivers, he'll run away with this league.
I am getting, like, the runs looking at my running backs. They're so bad.
Doug Martin, Bishop Sankey, Pierre Thomas.
That sucks.
Well, but in a PPR league, Thomas is going to be a big help.
I don't know. Doug Martin. Doug Martin could have a legitimately huge year.
You picked them.
What do you think, Jamie?
Yeah, I look, this league's going to come down to if the quarterbacks live up to their expectations.
Yeah. I do have Julio Jones and Demaryius Thomas, so that softens the blow.
Yeah, that makes it great.
Yeah.
Would like to be a little more solid there.
Well, however, that's kind of why I took the four running backs that I did.
And they are Ellington, Foster, Matthews, and Gerhardt. Oh, you just took Terrence Williams, too. Would you have taken Trent Richardson? Oh, no, you wouldn't have gone five running backs.
Not now. Just because I only have the two receivers. Rob's about to get auto-picked. Nope.
Maybe he got in there.
Rob took the Seahawks and Alex Smith. Hey, quick question here.
Quick answer.
Deep leagues.
W.
Deep leagues.
Thursday. I'm giving you my quick answers.
Where you, let's say, like 16 teams. You spend a higher priority on Seahawks or an elite defense? You're not going to be able to really stream them.
Why wouldn't I be able to stream them?
Well, 16 teams, okay, so there's...
I still feel like I could stream 16, in a 16-team league.
There's probably going to be like five or six owners every week who want to stream DSTs, and there aren't necessarily going to be five or six out of the 16 available that are good.
The bigger problem is that in a 16-team league, I'm going to feel like I'm behind at some position other than DST. So if it is going to be a priority for me, it wouldn't be any higher than round 10 anyway.
That Seahawks defense was an auto pick, so we're backing it out, and now Rob Rang is back on the clock. He took MJD at the end of round 9. He has the first pick of round 10. And what do you guys think so far? Any overall thoughts here?
I mean, everybody has an all-star team.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. Steven Ridley's still there. I'll take him, but Jamie will take him first.
No, I'm not taking another running
back. Oh, that's right.
How many you got, Jamie?
Four.
Mike Wallace, first pick of round 10.
Just there's no such thing as too many running backs.
Even in a 10-team PPR league, we only have to start
It depends
two.
On who your wide receivers are. You know, my wide receivers are Dez, Larry Fitzgerald, and Roddy White. I love those guys in a PPR league. I like White and Dez for sure in any league, and probably like Larry Fitzgerald too. He's going to get a lot of touchdowns this year.
Jamie,
so I don't
know
how often I'm going to replace those guys.
What are you thinking, my friend?
Oh, friend.
I don't know. I was hoping Mike Wallace was going to fall there.
He went one pick before.
Said no one ever.
So that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Ridley, Terrence West, Andre Williams, the top running backs available. The top wide receivers available would be T.Y. Hilton, Eric Decker, Brandon Cooks. The rookies are still there. Reggie Wayne, Justin Hunter.
Yeah, I'm going to take a guy I like.
Do you have a tight end? Jordan Reed, Kyle Rudolph, Zach Ertz are available. You took Brandon Cooks.
Potentially a very good pick.
Did you stray from your rankings there to take Brandon Cooks?
A little bit, but it's just, you know, how my team is unfolding.
After Cooks, it's T.Y. Hilton. So you took, what, more upside?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do about tight end? 10-team league, so you figure there are definitely 10 you want.
Well, there are two other owners who need tight ends. I know Dave's going to take Zach Ertz, so that leaves me with the choice of Rudolph or... Jordan Reed, unless somebody takes two, and then in which case I'll take Greg Olsen, so I'm okay with it.
My plan, assuming that Ertz and Rudolph are still on the board when I'm up, is to wait because Anwar, I believe, already has a tight end. And
yeah, Jeff's the only one after you.
Jeff's the only one after me that needs a tight end. So I'm going to let him have his pick from Ertz and Rudolph. I'm happy to take the other one. I actually have Rudolph ranked higher than my boy Zach Ertz in PPR leagues. And this is the part where we all stare at our computers and everybody listening to the podcast.
Right now I'm thinking, you said 16 rounds?
16 rounds, Adam. Toe-to-toe. Five-minute rounds. Put them up.
You got to take Ridley here.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ridley. But if Ridley is not there, then I think I'm going Alex Smith.
I have a lot of running backs in my queue.
It's now time to start thinking about third quarterback, I think.
I might gamble on tight ends. I really might. I might let...
You're taking Ertz.
I do love him. I love Rudolph, too. I have a difficult choice to make.
Come on, Brinson.
Man, I hope Reed falls to me.
Make your pick. How many rounds, Dave?
You've already asked
conflicting information in the draft room.
What does the draft room say?
Well, we're on round 10, so that would be 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 16.
That's what I said, 16 rounds.
Yeah, well, people are fighting about
problem?
It. People are fighting about it in the draft room, and you're the commissioner. So this is on you. How much talking do you guys like to do in the draft room?
Depends on the draft.
Yeah, when there's a clock moving like this, I don't like to bother talking.
I do a lot of drafts with other analysts, and I'm the quietest person because they just do not stop talking.
Yeah.
They literally, every second there's a comment. It's either
great pick.
Great pick. I love that pick. Oh, you stole
what
my
were you
guy.
Thinking there?
I've been hyping that guy since 2012.
Yeah, there's always some guy who like has to chime in on every pick. Bust. Yeah. You know, always that guy.
Well, I think it's fun when it's your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it can be. Totally I am not different. In any leagues with only my friends. Like
none?
It's because cats can't draft.
No, like, I'm in leagues
and
that
there's
are
there's
like,
Ethan's new toy.
Some of my friends, but strangers, so I, you know. Are you in leagues with you know everyone and you're friends
yes,
with everyone?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm doing actually my only live draft with friends tonight.
Oh, cool.
It's my softball team, and we guy that we mentioned quite a bit on the show in previous years, DavidGonos.com. he's driving down from where he lives to take part in this draft.
I am so thirsty right now, and the draft is being stalled. This is unbelievable.
Thanks, Will Brinson.
What is with Will? Every time we're waiting for him, like he's busy or something right now, is our NFL writer. All right, he took the Seahawks. Is
not
that
anymore.
Real?
No.
He didn't take the Seahawks. That keeps getting auto-picked. What are you guys doing this weekend?
We're going to Boston.
What are
yeah.
you
doing?
Do you know
I.
that we're apparently giving away like an autographed Rob Gronkowski jersey?
Yeah.
We're giving away Patriots tickets against either the Colts or the Broncos.
Yeah, that's incredible.
More Patriots memorabilia.
I've already queued up my jokes for when the tickets are being given away.
Let's hear.
I mean, well, it's a raffle, and I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to be the one calling out the number. So let's just say 582-316. Oh, no. Okay, I'll take them. Nobody claimed it. You know, and then I'll just be like.
What, wait, do that again. What's the number?
582-316.
You say, is that Aaron Hernandez's.
Oh. No, I'm not going to say that. Oh, Brinson, you take 6 minutes to pick, and then you take Stephen Ridley.
He took your guy.
What a jerk.
Yeah, that's Will. Hey, you're up, Adam. Good news.
I don't want to be up anymore. Alex Smith.
And what do you think about somebody taking two tight ends before some of us take none?
Well, it's PPR.
It's a good pick.
Jamie enters the chat room, trolling me. Yeah, so Jordan Reed goes, who's Dane's starting tight end? Gronkowski.
Gronkowski. Well,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so.
You guys think Gronkowski's playing week one?
Yes.
The fact that he's been practicing is a good sign. I don't think he's going to play in any preseason games, but at least he's been working.
I hope Anwar does not take a guy that I think he should take.
Dave, you took
Carlos Hyde to handcuff to Frank Gore. Didn't want to take the chance on him, knowing that I'm going to be okay at tight end. Hopefully Rudolph makes it past Jeff and Anwar.
Yeah, Jeff just took Ertz.
That's fine.
You think I should take Sean Green?
No.
At some point in your life, maybe.
Take McCluster in this format.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Would you take McCluster over, like, Terrence West or Andre Williams? Or Steven Jackson?
Yeah, how's that guy still there?
Yeah, he's my next pick.
You can have him. Enjoy
Thanks,
Steven
dude.
Jackson. Can you run on one leg?
Yeah, you can.
I think I've seen, like, Olympians do it.
I think you're too low on
him. I haven't seen football players do it.
It's just like.
Ooh, Kelvin Benjamin. Ooh, donuts.
Would you take Trent Richardson in round 11 here, Dave? Hypothetically?
He's not on the board.
Yeah, just saying. If you were, would you take Trent Richardson?
I might have to, yeah.
So what's the difference between Trent Richardson and Steven Jackson?
One guy will probably play. Neither guy is going to start for my team, honestly.
Steven
so
Jackson will miss more games, but he's in a better offense. Well, he might be. I mean, Matt Ryan's going to win the MVP, so he's probably in a better offense. And he's the starter. Dave, you took Kyle Rudolph.
My game plan worked out great. There were two tight ends I would have loved to have when I was up in the round. There was only one owner behind me who needed a tight end. Ertz went. You know, I got a little choked up when Ertz went, and it wasn't to me. But Rudolph I had ranked higher anyway for PPR, and he's mine.
All right, Joe Pulido is on the clock now.
The purple-headed Viking. I don't know what you're laughing at. Still laughing. And we still have an owner with only one quarterback.
Are you serious?
Chris Towers is waiting
Does
on
Chris
something.
Does Chris know this is a 2 QB league?
Let's ask him. Chris, you are aware this is a 2
Don't
quarterback
come off as
league,
condescending.
Right? Sorry if that was... How do you spell condescending?
I was going to say, I want to see how you spell it.
Is there a C in there?
At the beginning.
Is that it?
I ain't saying I want to see you.
I typed it out.
Wow.
Oh, Tobin calls me the A word. This podcast is devolving, so we'll just do 12 rounds here. We're in the middle of round 11.
You know, you can Google
the
whether
word
or not a
word
is
devolved.
Right.
What?
The word would be devolved.
That's it. It already has?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it all started with Brinson taking forever. Joe Pulido takes Greg Olsen. I'm going.
Yeah, so now I am. My gamble to wait on tight ends really failed.
But there is a very super special guy. There's two super special guys at tight end that you can take.
There are.
One of them a little older with knee surgery. The other one a lot younger with his whole life in front of him.
That's right. Eric Ebron.
No. I wasn't talking about Ebron.
I know you're talking about.
Let me recap
what
round
you talking about?
10. Round 10 was Mike Wallace, Brandon Cooks, T.Y. Hilton, Stephen Ridley, Jordan Reed, Alex Smith, Danny Woodhead, Carlos Hyde, Reggie Wayne, Zach Ertz.
Right Kelvin, now, Chris Towers is going, oh, crap, we have to take two quarterbacks.
Kelvin Benjamin, Jake Locker, Kyle Rudolph, Greg Olsen.
See, he went and took a quarterback.
Steven
now.
Jackson, Joe Flacco, Devontae Freeman, and Chris Towers takes Eli Manning. Chris Towers' team now has RG3 and Eli Manning. Oh, he can have an all NFC East team. Now, RG3 and Eli Manning, Le'Veon Bell, DeMarco Murray, Julian Edelman, Pierre Garçon, Jimmy Graham. And he has Trent Richardson, CJ Spiller, Percy Harvin, and T.Y. Hilton.
You don't want him?
No.
Jamie just cheated. Jamie took Justin Hunter and then immediately regretted it. And then you took him again? Oh, no, you backed out.
Adam's got double vision, apparently. Because he's seeing people get taken again after they were backed out and again and again.
Chris Towers says, I'm pretty much targeting Jimmy Graham whenever I can, and I like to wait on quarterbacks, even in a league like this.
Okay, so he knew. Good pick, Jamie. Bernard Pearson said, Justin Hunter, I can get behind that.
Yeah, I can get behind that too, except when you're the commissioner and you back out a bad pick because you're a cheater.
How am I a cheater? I would have said the same thing if I did a draft. Hold on. Can I take this back?
And I wouldn't have let you.
You wouldn't have let me?
No.
Really?
Well, too bad you're not the commissioner.
Would you have let him?
I am the commissioner, and I just did.
Would you? But would you have if...
Yes.
I wouldn't have.
Yes.
No, you make your pick, and you live with it.
You know him, yes.
We are done with 11 rounds now. So here it is, round 11. Kelvin Benjamin, Jake Locker, Kyle Rudolph, Greg Olsen, Steven Jackson to me, Joe Flacco, Devontae Freeman, Eli Manning, Bernard Pierce to Jamie, and Josh McCown to Rob Rang. Will Brinson asks, why do you have Tom Savage ranked above Michael Vick?
That's probably my fault, since I projected Tom Savage to start 7 games this year.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Well, I mean, the draft room is populated by my projections and by Jamie's projections.
Fault means you did something wrong.
It's true. He
all
might
right,
not
one more round.
He might not start 7 games.
So one more right. round here to finish things off, and if people could draft a little faster so there's less time for me to kill, that would be great. We will come back on Monday and give you a little weekend recap. On Saturday night, these two clowns in here are going to be on the radio.
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast.
Until?
Midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast.
What if I'm in Mountain Time?
That would be 8 to 10.
Yeah, you're right, it would.
Thank
all right,
you.
So it's 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight Eastern, Saturday night,
I'm
CBS
I'm so psyched
radio,
about the
CBS
show.
Sports
I know what
radio.
Time it's on everywhere.
And that would be, you can do the radio.com app, you can do the CBS Sports app, you can go to radio.cbsports.com, or you can listen on a local CBS Sports radio affiliate. So
let's
call
let's
them up.
Let's do something for the so we're you're releasing you're posting this Friday?
Yeah.
What time? Morning?
Morning.
Okay, so Friday morning. Let's do something that if somebody comes up to us at the event on Saturday and says whatever word we say now at the end of this podcast, the last one of the week, that we give them something.
What are we going to give them?
I don't know, we'll bring something from the office, shirt or something.
All right.
Okay.
What's the word?
Well, Dave, it's going to be the last word.
Think of the word, write it down, and we'll all say it.
Count up the pen.
Got you. Got your back, boo.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, we're into round 12 here with two picks off the board. Sammy Watkins to Rob Rang, Eric Decker to Jamie. What are we looking at now at this point in the draft?
Junk.
Well, I mean, like,
I think there's
team,
actually some good.
That is definitely good value, but it's.
I think there's some good receivers left. Here, we're going to go with this word. Will that work?
Good luck with that.
All right, fine. Here's the real word.
Darren Sproles.
Here,
off
take
the board.
This paper. Here's the real word.
Come on. Write something I can say. Reuben Randall off the board. What do you think about Justin Hunter here?
I like it.
Hunter, unless you're going to back out of it.
Justin Hunter, Jared Boykin, or Kenny Stills.
I'll tell you why I backed out of it.
Hmm.
Because I don't want to be locked in with Kendall Wright and Justin Hunter.
Yeah.
On the same team?
Oh, I think maybe Dwayne Bowe here.
Reading?
Some really good running back value. Looking at the tight ends, too. They could be good in PPR.
I'm not showing him. I'm just going to read it.
Heath Miller.
Yeah,
did
really
you ever get a tight end, Jamie?
Screen. Nope.
So you're still waiting on a tight end.
Well, at this point, I figure I'm just going to take with one of my last picks.
I have three names in my queue. Andre Williams. I have Rashad Jennings. The Seahawks DST.
Oh, I'm on the
good
clock.
Pick.
And Blake Bortles. Hmm. Could I get four quarterbacks?
I'm only going to take two.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I'm only going to take two.
I like Blake Bortles, though.
I only have three wide receivers at the moment. So I think I'm going to go with.
I think I only have three wide receivers, too.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with crap.
You're going to go with crap? That sounds terrible.
I really don't like this at all. I don't like what's happening here. Justin Hunter, I guess. No. Yeah. Justin Hunter.
No, don't do it.
Really?
I didn't want to name the fourth guy in my queue.
No.
Hairy bastard.
All right. We're almost done here. So recapping our teams through 12 rounds. I've got Matthew Stafford, Ben Roethlisberger, and Alex Smith. Doug Martin, Bishop Sankey, Pierre Thomas, and Steven Jackson. Demaryius Thomas and Julio Jones. Vernon Davis and two flex potentials here of Vincent Jackson and Justin Hunter. I like the team. Jamie, you have Matt Ryan and Andrew Luck. Andre Ellington and Arian Foster. Kendall Wright and Jordy Nelson. No tight end yet. And then you've got a lot of depth with Bernard Pierce, Ryan Matthews, Toby Gerhardt's your starting flex right now. Pierce Matthews, Brandon Cooks, Eric Decker, and Terrence Williams. Dave just took the Seahawks DST, so you have Breeze and Foles and Sam Bradford as your backup. You have Rashad Jennings and Shane Vereen with Carlos Hyde and Frank Gore. Fitzgerald and Dez Bryant, Kyle Rudolph, Roddy White as your flex, and the Seahawks. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Good show, everyone. We're done with 12 rounds. As Terrence West is the last pick. Pick
just to give everybody an idea, though. So here's the quarterbacks left if somebody does not take another third one. Both Vikings quarterbacks.
Gross.
Both Browns quarterbacks.
Ew.
Both Jaguars quarterbacks.
EJ Manuel.
Right.
Geno Smith.
Ugh.
Matt Schaub.
Bill.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Along if with you had Jaguars. To take one of those quarterbacks.
I would probably, at this point, the guy that I would take, it would be Manziel.
Interesting. Just crazy gamble pick.
Yep. Because, again, if my guys stay healthy, week 9, week 10, he's a starter by then.
Listen to Dave and Jamie Saturday night, CBS Sports Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight Eastern time. And come see us in Foxborough at the CBS Scene Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Get there, you know, between 10 a.m. and sometime in the early afternoon.
Well, no, if you get there at 10 a.m., you have a better chance of drafting with us.
Yeah, but if you can't get there, then don't come too late. We ain't going to be there for that long. So go to cbssports.com/fantasyparty for more information. We'll see you then. I'm Adam Azer for Dave Richard and Jamie Eisenberg. Next podcast is Monday. And one final word, that would be
Sprinkle Mania.
Bye.